Hey, fellow entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgates Studio with Kim White and Curry Zarb. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, these two are changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure. Kim and Curry share from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real people across the globe who have learned how to get serious results wrapped in fun for your business. Stay tuned to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Curry.
Kim, we're back in the BBG studio. I'm so excited. We have another episode in our Versus series.
Curry, I am with you on the loving this series. I think this is a great way to help, especially new entrepreneurs, learn all this language.
Definitely. And let's speak to our new entrepreneur for a moment here, Kim, because we get it. We were new entrepreneurs as well. We've been there. We've walked in your shoes. And man, it's confusing. It's overwhelming. It's a little bit scary. Like, it's all those things wrapped into one, Kim. So yeah, that's part of the reason why we're doing this Versus series, right?
This is absolutely, Curry. And I love that you slowed our roll and said that out loud. Let me say that. Because not only have we been new entrepreneurs, Curry, but we've been, I'm going to just call us kind of serial entrepreneurs also, because we both have had some not successful things happen. We have had some successful things happen, and that is what happens when you're learning. So we want to make sure everybody hears us loud and clear that we are here to help with that. We don't want you to make the mistakes that we have.
Definitely, Kim. And I'm going to speak for myself here that you're right. Like, I feel like I've been not only a serial entrepreneur, but I've been a new entrepreneur multiple times. Every time you do something different or you change what you're doing business-wise, it's like being back at the beginning again. So you and I have done that a few times, and each time, you know, trying to find our way and find the answers. And these days, you know, the internet is fantastic, but it can be overwhelming, Kim, to go looking for the answers on a search engine and just try to muddle your way through, because you get all these different opinions and different articles and different viewpoints. Oh, that's confusing in itself, Kim.
And exhausting, Curry. Let me just say that. And exhausting.
Exactly. Go and do a search and then you need a nap. I don't have time for that many naps in a day, Kim.
We got empires to build. We don't need that in our lives, right?
Exactly. So, Kim, today we're going to break down what's the difference between a pitch and an offer. So I'm going to hand the reins over to you, because I feel like you've got a bit to bring to the table here, Kim.
Let me just say this to you, dear listener. She also is meaning, here, go get on your soapbox, because that's what I am going to do. I am sure of it. So I feel like there is such a difference between a pitch and an offer. Once you know it, you can't unknow it. I'm going to say that. So a pitch is something that you put out in the world that you don't care who buys it. You just want someone to buy it. So they have to basically self-qualify. They have to self-disqualify. They're the ones that need to make up their mind if that's the solution for them or not. You are putting it out there that this is what you want. I want you to buy my thing. So here's my pitch to you. An offer is something that, in my opinion, is more curated. It is to a specific audience. It is a solution to a specific problem. It is more giving information of, this is how I can help you. This is how I can serve you in particular. It's not generic. It's very specific. Kicking off there, Curry, I'm going to pass the baton to you for a minute, because you know I can get carried away on these two.
Well, Kim, I love how this ties into last week's episode of the Desperate versus Irresistible Marketing. Let me say that. And we might have done this on purpose, by the way, because when you go back and listen to what Kim just said about the difference between the pitch and the offer, it is almost direct translation of the desperate versus irresistible. So I love that first and foremost, Kim, because that's how it feels. And I'm going to use my little tummy here for a moment, because I get all the feels. We all get all the feels all the time. And the pitch versus the offer. You know, I got a little bit carried away last week in the episode, and I have this just overwhelming tummy feeling of what we are passionate about and how we can help others. So therefore, I'm in the corner of the offer instead of the pitch, because I don't want people to just buy my thing. It's not about pay me the money and no care or responsibility for those that are making the purchases. So there's my little soapbox milk crate moment for this episode. So Kim, I think you should grab your bucket and I'll grab my boom gate and let's just take a quick little break. What do you think?
Perfect, Carrie. We'll be back in a minute.
This podcast is sponsored by Fire Up Groundwork Brigade Mastermind. Are you an entrepreneur who is focused on making an impact,
but you haven't figured out how to make an income doing it?
We spent years trying to figure out how to do both.
And we realized the business adventure is not a one-size-fits-all. I'm Kim White. I'm the founder and fierce leader of the My Sexy Business team.
And I'm Kerry Zarb, Aussie bucket of swearing sunshine.
But not in this podcast. And she's a brilliant entrepreneur, by the way.
We both understand how it feels to believe we are the only ones who can't figure things out.
So we decided to join forces so we could get in the trenches with you.
We lead a very special mastermind group so you can be confident in strategically implementing
the right things in the right order so that you too can get the best possible results.
We cover a variety of topics based on what you need,
including building a business that you own and doesn't own you.
We even address things like social media strategy and simple tech solutions.
If you would like to meet other entrepreneurs who are living proof of what is possible,
come and join us, and the link is in the show notes. Oh, that's better, Kim. I've opened up the boom gates. Have you got your bucket?
I do, Carrie, I do. Now, where were we, Carrie?
Oh, there it is.
In case anyone doesn't know what that sound was, that was Carrie rewinding.
Thank you, Kim. I'm sure that needed explanation.
Carrie, we have so much to add to this. I'm going to try to keep myself reined in, though. I do want to mention an example of something that to me is really important, because we are on a mission to do certain things that are to serve a particular group of people, and that is entrepreneurs. That's what this podcast is for. But we know we're not everybody's flavor, and we know we're not everybody's solution. Someone asked me to, within the last couple of weeks, I'm going to say sell them a service. They wanted to hire us to do something. It was for quite a bit of money. But when we got finished with our conversation to see if that was something that we would even be able to do, I knew after our conversation that we were not their solution. We were not. So I connected them with someone else that I felt like would be their solution. That is not bad business. Like, bad business is to say yes to something that you can't fulfill. Saying no to them was the right decision based on the offer. So we weren't offering what they needed, and we weren't prepared to up-level in any way to make that particular thing available. So keeping true to our mission of making offers and not pitches is very important to me. And I think saying no was the right thing. And I have no doubt that there'll be lots of yeses, like for me to say yes to a lot of other people that we actually are the solution for.
So Kim, I want to chime in here because I feel like we've stepped into square peg round hole scenario a little bit. And I know full well, full confession, that I have done this in the past where someone has come to me for a solution to their problem. It has not been, I won't say it's not achievable. However, it's not the core business that I do. It's not a match. It's not a perfect match. Again, square peg, round hole. And I have made the mistake in the past of diversifying my services, because I am a bit of a yes person. From memory, it was not at the time about the income to me and my business. It was simply because someone was stuck and they needed help. And I just thought, why not? Like it was a why not answer because I knew I could. However, was it the best answer for them at the time? And was it the best answer for me? Turned out, no, it wasn't. It didn't fit either. So it was a complete square peg round hole scenario. And we got there, we made it work, but it was difficult. It was a little bit more challenging than it needed to be because I said yes when I should have said no. And I didn't have someone else to refer them to. I'll be bluntly honest about that. So I didn't have someone else that could give them the solution. So maybe sometimes we get stuck in saying yes because we don't have someone else to send them to. That can happen. But also we probably need to check ourselves and almost get out a crystal ball. What is going to happen here? What is this path going to look like? And is it going to go the way that we hope it does versus the way they need it to as well as we need it to go?
This is really getting spicy, Carrie, and it's really good because what you described in the reverse really is a pitch. I don't have the solution, but I'll find the solution. We'll do it together. That came from you being good to someone. And me saying no was from experience of doing things I shouldn't have done before. Those are both good answers, though. Like, it's good answers to say no when you need to. I do want to point out, though, Carrie, sometimes the opportunity affords us, and I know we're getting a little bit off, but I want to address this through the lens of a pitch and an offer. Sometimes somebody will come to us that we don't know we could be their solution, and they ask us for something that we actually know how to do, we actually are doing for ourselves, and have never thought about making that part of an offer. So there are times when things kind of evolve into an offer that did not come out ever as a pitch. The majority of what we do, and I guess this is maybe just true confession here, the majority of what we do is not out anywhere. It's not on the socials. It is not public. It's none of that. It's private. The majority of what you do is private. So that is very much an offer. When we say anything publicly, we're talking offers. Like, we're not saying we're the solution for everyone. You won't catch us saying that. So I think that that's a great look behind the scenes, Carrie. Like, we did not intend to go down this path. Let's just say that. We did not intend to go down this part. That's a very good behind the scenes of how pitches and offers can come about and maybe why they shouldn't, it like one or the other, come out.
Yeah, I agree, Kim, because at the time when I went through this a few years ago, it was definitely an offer because in my mind, and really when you come back to the human behind all of this, it was an offer. It was an offer of a service. It was an offer of assistance. It was an offer to be the solution. And I was capable of doing it. So the brain goes, well, why not? Type of thing. However, if it was, I guess, you know, going back to last week's episode, if it had been more the pitch because I wanted to put money in my business to complete the job, and that turns into the desperate side of marketing, but I was coming from a good place and I did have experience in what they needed. So therefore, all the human stars align. However, it just was something in reflection now. Okay, stay in your lane, do what you do and do it well and stay in your zone, because where does it end, Kim? All of us are capable of so much. We've all got so much ability. And as entrepreneurs, we learn so much. However, we do sometimes need to have that little conversation with ourselves of what is the limit of the services that I'm going to provide, products as well, for those that are selling products. Where is that boundary for ourselves and for those we're trying to help?
Ooh, Carrie, you just used a great word, boundary, or boom gate, as you call it most of the time. Imagine that. We're in the Buckets and Boom Gates studio and you're using that word.
Oh, that is perfect, because if you think about it, the bucket represents your business and the services that you provide, and the boom gate is the boundary. Oh, Kim, you got this.
That's so funny, but and that wasn't planned either, y'all, just saying. But I am giggling over it. Actually is a boom gate or a boundary around what you're willing to put out in the world. So if we put a pitch out there, we want it to be something like we discussed in the last episode, something maybe polarizing. We want you to disqualify yourself if you're not this. If you're someone who, and I'm going to just put a disqualifier out for me. If you're stubborn, I love it. If you're hard-headed and all knowed up, I'm not your girl. That is a big disqualifier for me, that it doesn't matter how much money you have. If that's part of your qualities of how you do things, I am not the one for you. If you want to build a business where you're working 100 hours a week and like being crazy all the time about it, I'm not your girl. And I think that that's a big part of the pitch and offer. The pitch is anybody can come and be and do and buy and all of that. And an offer is, I want those hard-headed, tenacious entrepreneurs that aren't going to quit when it gets hard, but they know ahead of time it's going to get hard. Like, there's going to be places that it's going to get tough, but they want to build a life that their business support, not a business that they give their life for. That is a difference for me personally.
Kim, I love that. And I am 100% jelly that you can even put that into words. I'm not surprised, but I think it's a great example of what works in your business and for you and for the relationship and also for them. So that was beautifully done. And I'm sitting here going, okay, what is mine for that? I don't know if I've worked this out yet. Like, I've got a bit of an idea, but I don't think I can articulate it yet. So when we talk about pitch versus offer, this is part of it as well, is putting this language together that makes sense. And I love that example, Kim. That was brilliant.
Thank you, Carrie. And I have to say, I'm not sure I've ever said it exactly like that before. You brought it out of me.
Yeah, I think this episode's brought it out of you. So that was unique.
So thank you, listener, for entertaining like us as we like learn to say what we need to say too.
And this is the thing, Kim, when it comes to pitches and offers and all of those spaces, this is, and we always talk about, we're all a work in progress, we're always practicing, we're always up-leveling, we're always working these things out. So my example of not knowing what to say when you did all that magical stuff, Kim, is prime stuff, because I'm still working it out. And Kim, I know you're going to say you're still working it out. And like Kim just demonstrated, like, has it come out like that before? Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe not. I might need to clip that, Kim.
I was going to say, I might need to go back and listen again, right?
Yeah.
I do appreciate the fact, Carrie, though, that even in a pitch and an offer, like, that is something that you do have to find out if you're saying the right thing. Like, because there's a gray area between the two that you can literally slide over to doing a pitch when you don't mean to. And I think being cautious of that and knowing that your business needs to make money. I have to say this piece too. Your business needs to make money so that you can make a bigger impact and you can keep going. So we are not here to say you should never put something out there to strangers. We're just saying you need to be clear about what you're offering so that the right strangers know that you are their home base. You are the one that they need for that solution, and they can like come and join you for that solution and change things up. So Carrie, I just appreciate being able to talk all this through, but I hope everybody understands how to, even if they're pitching now, how to cross over to being very specific with their offer.
And Kim, I don't know if you realize what you highlighted there, but we can attract the wrong people. So going back to what Kim mentioned about who her person is and who's right for the relationships that you form in your business, having that knowledge of who we want to attract does come into this, into the language of whether it's a pitch or an offer, and how that's portrayed as to who we're going to attract. Because at the end of the day, and we've done this, we've worked with the wrong people multiple times. We 100% own that, and again, still working all that out. But the clearer we can become in who we do want to serve and who we do want to help, I think it all equals magic, Kim.
Ooh, Kerry, you just said something, and I agree that that is magic, but you just said something that is very important. When we talk about who we can help, it doesn't mean that we don't want to help everyone. It's not about us not wanting to help everyone. It's about knowing we can't. We cannot, because it's not about that human not being a good human. It's not about that human. We're not being judgy in that either, Kerry. I feel like earlier when you said something, I feel like now this is another place just to drop that. We're not being judgy by that. We're trying to be honest and transparent by that. So we want everybody to find their help. But if we're not in it, we want to be open about that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I like that addition, Kim, because we do want to be clear in what we're saying. And also, everyone wants to help everyone. That's the end result of no one wants to sit there and say, no, I only want to help this kind of person or that kind of person. The utopia of a business is to be able to help everyone. However, you can't. You physically can't help everyone, and you need to be specific in those that you can help. It's a two-way street. It's not good for you and it's not good for them if it's not that right relationship.
I feel like that's a boom shaka laka, and we could just drop the mic there, Kerry. That was brilliant.
Done. Mic drop. Well, Kim, this has been a great conversation again in the BBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB studio. Oh my goodness.
You are funny, Carrie. Well, sweet listener, we want you to know, don't give up on your adventure in business, period. And join us next week back in the, as Carrie sang it, the BBG studio.
BBG studio.
Can we say we'll be back in a week? Can we say that instead of back in a minute like we do, Carrie? We'll be back in a week.
We'll be back in a week.
There you go. Love y'all.
Thank you for joining Kim and Carrie in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy conversations. And I can't wait to chat with you next week.